in the 1920s, A.P. Carter began a mission. It was not a mission of the church necessarily, but A.P. Carter began to roam the hills and the hollers and the coves of Southwest Virginia, Southeastern Kentucky, Northeastern Tennessee, and Western North Carolina. His mission was to preserve the music of that area. His mission was to find those mountain songs that people were forgetting. And he was trying to save those songs. In the process, a gentleman from New York came to Bristol, Tennessee, and he advertised for someone who knew those songs to come and record them for Victor Records. A.P. Carter, along with Sarah and Maybell, and a few other folks, Jimmy Rogers and some others, went to Bristol. And they went to a recording studio that was simply an empty room. And there they stood before a microphone, and they sang those songs. We know them today because of that. A.P. Carter is supposed to have said upon hearing the recording, "My goodness, they captured us just like we are." And they did. And of course, we know his master's voice came from Victor Records' experiences with recording and making those recordings as clear as possible. And they heard the master's voice. William Barclay, a few years later, the great Bible expositor from Scotland, went to Israel. You've heard this before. While in Israel, he asked to see where the shepherds were. This was in the late 40s, early 50s. And they took him into Palestine. Israel was just establishing itself. There was trouble all around, and Barclay wanted to see it anyway. He went out, and there in this lush pasture were hundreds, even thousands of sheep. And he said, "This is one flock?" And his guide said, "Oh no, look around. You see over there, you see the shepherd? And up on that hill, you see him there? And over here, the young boy with the staff, you see him? Watch and listen." And Barclay writes that the shepherds began to call out, and this massive movement of sheep began to take place. And they went from one side to the other, and they bumped and they jostled and they moved. And they moved to the sound of the master's voice. And each sheep found its way to the voice it knew. And they followed them on. Out of that pasture and into others. The master's voice. Hearing the master's voice. Well, what about us? A.P. Carter is amazed at the quality of the sound of an old vinyl record. The sheep hear and know the voice of the one who calls them. But what about us? What about those of us who live in this era? What about those of us who struggle with all the issues that go on around us every day? What are we doing? How are we living our lives? Are we listening for a voice, or are we just lost in the cacophony of sound? But wait. We're here. We've heard something that caused us to come here. Now, there were a couple of people here at 8:45. If you're back, thank you for coming back. We do have, I decided against the psychologist, we do have an optometrist and an audiologist so we can test your eyes and your hearing to see where you might have missed one service this Sunday. But we're here. Something brought us here. Something came along in our lives and brought us to this place today. We're here. And for many of us, we've heard a call. We've heard something that has said to us, feed the hungry. We've heard something say to us, build the building. We've heard someone somewhere say, open the doors. We've found ourselves following a voice. A voice that, for me, and I think for you too, is that master's voice. Paul writes it this way. Before the foundation of the world, God created good works for you to do. Now, those good works for you to do are not in order for you to be saved, for God does that through God's grace, but those good works are for you to do because you are in the family of God. You do know the salvation story that is God's story for you. You are a part of that, and so you are here this day. You're here because you've been called, or you're here because you're hearing a voice and you want to know what it's about. And so you've come. You've come listening to the Master's voice. And you've come today to share in the Master's example, the broken bread, the shared cup, the fellowship of eating together, the experience of working for a common cause, a cause that Jesus spoke more about than almost any others. And he says to you and me this day, you give them something to eat, and so we will. We will be fed, and so will they. Whoever they are. The Master's voice. If you listen, you can hear it today. Let us pray.